Hello and welcome to Dad.fm. I'm one of your hosts, Adam Cohn of DadaRocks.com.
And this is Drew Bennett of BenSpark.com.
And tonight we're talking about the digital release of Star Wars. So with that said, our third co-host, Jeff Bogle, has decided to opt out because he has nothing to add to this discussion. My mind has just been blown. It's like the quintessential movie that has changed, like, our generation. I don't get it.
It's influenced everything from movies to television to comic books to so many things. I mean, how can you not have been touched at all by Star Wars?
I don't know. And so we're sad that Jeff couldn't join us to answer those questions. But Drew, let's kick it off. Like, so this Friday, April
10th.
10th. Like 4/10 is going to be the release date for Star Wars in digital format on iTunes. What's up with this? Why now? Why not wait till May the 4th and make it a big thing? Why do it now?
You know what? I don't know why do it now. I mean, May the 4th would have been a perfect day for it. That would have made more sense, I would think. I didn't even think about that until you said it.
Well, that's why I'm a marketing genius. I could have blown this up. But we heard leaks about this on a few websites starting Monday. iTunes put up their big banner on Tuesday. And then Disney, Lucasfilms put out their public press release on Tuesday saying, you know, so they had a couple of like sites that got the inside info that said it's coming and there's rumors coming. And then everything really hit on Tuesday, I guess.
Yeah. I've got a few of them sent to me about, you know, clips and things like that. And, you know, and it's funny because even today, somebody put up a picture on Instagram about pre-ordering. I'm like, why would you pre-order something digital? And then I thought about it and, like, you'd pre-order it digitally because you get a discount on it. You know, once it's released, you know, they can put the prices up. But if you pre-order it, you can get a discount on it.
I guess. I don't know. There's no discount on it. It's $20 if you pre-order.
But if you get all six films, it's $89.
I didn't even see that option there.
Yes. I got it on Google Play today.
Oh, so you have that on Google Play. iTunes, there is no collection. It only takes you to the individuals, and the individuals are $20 each.
But if you have Google Play... All right, see... Here's how geeky I am with things. I was able to connect my Vudu account with my Walmart account, which connects to my Ultraviolet account, which also connects to my Disney Movies Anywhere account, which also connects to my iTunes account, and connects to my Google Play account. So if I make a purchase in any one of those places, well, mostly I've been making Disney ones. So if I make any Disney purchases, they all appear in my Disney Movies Anywhere, but also in the Vudu app. And on my television, I have the Vudu app, and I can play anything in my Disney Movies Anywhere library. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So pretty much you hook the bigger thingy to the little thingy to the little thinger to the bigger thinger to get it to the...
I funneled everything into where I want to watch it when I want to watch it.
So, wait, so you bought it on Google Play?
Yes.
And it's now also pre-purchased on iTunes?
No, I have it on Google Play, so it's available in my Disney Movies Anywhere as soon as it comes through, mm-hmm. Which also means that it's available in my Vudu account, which is the Walmart one. Mm-hmm. And I'll have to see if it's available in as part of my iTunes as well, although I don't really need it as part of my iTunes because of the other areas.
See, I'm an iTunes guy, so
okay.
I am looking for the iTunes version of this. Like, and here's my thing, I don't think I have a problem with one that I bought the VHS, I bought the DVDs, I've bought the Blu-rays, and here I am going, and this to me is more expensive than what I've bought any of those other devices at, like those other platforms at. Maybe VHS. VHS was kind of expensive back in the day, but the DVDs I bought at like $15 a movie when they came out. I bought the Blu-ray when it was on sale on Amazon for like $20 or $25 for the whole 3-pack, and you had to buy 2 3-packs. So for $50, I was invested in. I gotta tell you, I'm a little shell shocked at the price on this.
It's a high price, and I mean, I personally have never purchased a Star Wars movie. I've gone to see. Yeah, I've never purchased a Star Wars movie, and interesting. I had so many friends in college that's all they really wanted to watch, and they had plenty of they had the movies, and I wasn't a diehard watching it all the time. I like the movies. I'm familiar with all the movies. I've watched them numerous times, but I've never owned them. And I think the reason I bought them this time is because they were digital. And I'm trying to get more into the more digital things so that I can take them on the road with me, or I can, we can watch them at any time from any device. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe that's it. I don't know. I'm a little shell-shocked. I'm telling, like, my thing is, like, I get it. Like, you know, this is digital. So this is, like, Apple's big thing is, like, you own it, you own the license for life. So in some way, I feel like this is an interesting twist to just have it be, like, let's get it in and have them buy it and there. But this isn't the original release. Isn't this like the Lucas tweaked release? Like, isn't this the one that came out in the 90s where he redid some of the graphics and Han didn't shoot first to make it very clear that Han wasn't what they weren't defending themselves, but they were the villain, the bad troopers were shooting first? Wasn't that like a whole big thing about the 90s re-release?
Yeah, the 90s re-release where added some CGI and touched up some things that, you know, he felt that didn't work for him. So, you know, he kept going back and tweaking it. And, you know, there were parts of that, adding some of those, like on Tatooine, adding the stormtroopers on that, like lizard type thing, which, you know, again, I've watched the movies. I don't know every single solitary thing about them. But I do know that there were those kind of lizard things when they're in the desert that weren't in the original, because there was a CGI thing in the background, the stormtroopers driving, walking, riding around on those. It was Han shot first, in the original, and I don't know if we're going to see the originals anytime soon. I think, didn't we talk about this at some point, maybe offline, not on the podcast, but I don't think Lucas wants those to be released.
Yeah, I believe that you're right. I believe in the 90s, he kind of said that those would never come back to light, that he saw errors in the story that he wanted fixed, such as Han shooting first. So proving that even though they were trying to rescue their friend and they were escaping, by Han shooting first, it made him seem like a little bit of a bad guy there and created the ability for them to shoot back. And so in this edited version that is now coming out to this extended digital version that we see, Han does not shoot first. He is actually just trying to rescue his friend, and the stormtroopers are shooting at him, which I just find very fascinating. I think, to me, I believe that there's a purist sense to this. And so my kid probably will never know the original versions, because I don't have a VHS player anymore. And while I still have the tape somewhere in my house along with some X-Files VHSs, I don't think we'll ever break them out and say, hey, let's have a VHS party. But I'm glad these are out. I've been waiting a very long time for these to come out. I know that there have been, like, if you look around the internet, you could find digital copies that are totally illegal. But I don't believe in that, right? Like, I want to know that I'm getting, like, a fine product, and I don't have to worry about viruses or any of that. So I'm really glad that Disney is finally releasing them. I just don't get the date. It's not like this is, like, the month before the movie comes out. It's not like this was, like, in sync with some major announcement or a new show starting or Rebels coming back to, you know, a new season where, you know, we if you watch Rebels... if you haven't finished this season of Rebels, this is your spoiler alert. Jump 30 seconds into the future on this podcast. But this is your spoiler alert. It aired several weeks ago, so I'm pretty clear that if you're a fan of Rebels, you've watched it. At the end of this season of Rebels, they introduced Darth Vader. That's the big news at the end of this season of Rebels. So I would, if it sunk up with the next season of Rebels starting, I'd be like, okay, that makes sense to me. But this, to me, just seemed like an arbitrary date. It wasn't like Good Friday, where you could release it and then have spring break for a lot of schools. This is at the end of a lot of spring breaks right now, is this Friday. So I'm just a little confused about why they chose this date and not wait for May the 4th, where it could have been so big, like so huge.
I don't know. And, you know, lest we get a number of angry emails from Star Wars purists, I do want to make a little bit of a correction about the whole Han shot first.
Uh-oh. I butchered it?
Yes.
Oh. I hate when I do that.
It wasn't against stormtroopers. It was with Han Solo and Greedo, at the Mos Eisley Cantina. So at the cantina.
At the Copa.
Yeah. So basically, in the 1997 special edition of the film, after Han says, "I'll bet you have," a shot is inserted in which Greedo shoots first at Han and misses, and then Han shoots back, killing Greedo. Thus the phrase, "Han shot first," it's a retort to director George Lucas's explicit cinematic assertion that Greedo shot first. It was at that point where that happened. That is, that "Han shot first" is the tagline of a podcast that I used to listen to, which was called Comedy Film Nerds. You can even get T-shirts that say it and things like that, because you know that was with the original, and you make a big change like that, and you're bound to upset people, especially with a rabid fan base like Star Wars.
I think there's a play. I think there's a cool thing to be had, but I don't get it. Maybe that's just me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, look, I'm in. I'll buy it. I probably, you know, there's no way I'm not buying it. I've already kind of committed to that. My wife really is excited about it because she's super excited to watch it with our son. This is actually going to be... I tried watching it, and I don't know if we've ever discussed this, but I tried watching it in George's way of scripting. So I started watching it with episode one. And that might have been the wrong approach, but I have a really hard time explaining to him prequels. So we started watching the DVDs, the Blu-rays, on episode one, not episode four. So I think this time around we probably will start it on episode four, do four, five, and six as a family movie night, and then jump to one, two, and three. What do you think about that? How would you introduce this to your family?
What we would do is start with episode four, and we would do the first three. I mean, the original three, or whatever version that's going to be when I would get it in digital. But four, five, and six, and then eventually we'll get to one, two, and three. I think. You know, I don't think they really need to get into 1, 2, and 3 yet. But 4, 5, and 6, that's something that they should be able to watch and, enjoy. And then we'll get to the other things. I mean, the only thing that I've really introduced with the kids as far as Star Wars, and they do know some of the characters, is Star Wars Rebels. And the reason we got into that is that, Eva really liked the character of Sabine and Hera. You know, there's some good female characters in there, and there was also the character reveal at the end of Star Wars Rebels, voiced by Sarah Michelle Gellar. That was a big reveal at the end of Star Wars Rebels. Mm. And again, if I remember names, since I only saw her once and I don't remember her name, and I didn't watch the Clone Wars, right. Or
well,
yeah,
I don't know if anyone watched the Clone Wars.
I'm sorry. The Clone Wars. That was the cartoon,
yeah,
right?
But, yeah, that was one of them. But I don't think any. I think to fans that was really like not what this was all about in a lot of ways. I don't know. Maybe.
I thought the Clone Wars had a pretty good following. Yeah. I thought they had a pretty good following because, you know, there's something from the Clone Wars that basically is important to Star Wars Rebels. So.
Okay. There you go. I'm not really sure about that. So.
Oh my god. I am sorry. So unprofessional of me to have my phone on making noise.
Well, is it breaking news? Do we have like something to report?
No breaking news.
Oh.
It was just my notice that we're recording.
Oh, we're recording now.
Yeah,
half an hour ago. Ha.
Yeah, real good. Ray will be on top of it, Drew. Now there's and now your son's watching Rebels, right?
My son is watching Rebels. Yes.
Okay, and. How are you guys into the toys and playing with the toys and stuff?
He really loves the Play School action figures, like the character, the very soft looking characters.
Okay.
He had one or two of the really good sculpts, like the black box ones for his birthday, but he never, I don't know, he loved the Play School Heroes versions.
Yep.
So he has a giant Millennium Falcon. We have a ton of the guys. We have one of the other smaller ships. He's really excited that more of the figures come out soon. Like a new wave of Star Wars figures, along with, if you're into this Play School line, along with the ton of stuff for the Marvel Avenger movie coming out soon. So he's really psyched about that.
Yeah, there's some really cool ones coming out for that. A lot of things that do fun actions, like Tony Stark's lab and the Tri-Carrier and all those things. Some neat stuff. And there's also, you know, in that same line, there's the Jurassic Park stuff coming out, and then there's also the Rescue Bots. They're all basically in the same line. So. And they're fun. The kids like playing with those. It's one of those ways I was able to get Andrew and Eva into some of those things that I enjoy. And eventually, you know, introduce them to where these things came from.
Yeah. Well, I think it's cool. I'm super excited.
Cool.
So, yeah. I don't know. What else we got to talk about with this? You know, for me, I think the big thing was... It's cool. It's on digital. My son will love it on his iPad. We'll watch his movie nights first before we allow it to be going onto his iPad, where he'll just scrub the wheel and go to the parts he likes and then dump out of it. I think it's so about time. Like, I don't understand even what took them this long to release it. But hey, you know, each their own.
And now, what's your earliest memory of Star Wars?
So, I am quite a bit younger than you. I'm a young little whippersnapper. So, I was a 1980 baby. So, I think my first memory was, like, maybe episode 6 and, like, watching it on VHS at home. Like, maybe that was, like, when my dad, you know, when I was a kid, like, I was, it was, what, the first one came out in, what, 78?
77.
77. And so it was on VHS in like 78, 80, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. It came out years later on VHS.
Yeah, it would be years later. It wouldn't be right because VHS...
didn't really kick into the 80s.
Yeah, not till later in the 80s. No, it wouldn't have been in the 70s, no. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then the second one, and then episode 5 came out when? 82?
I want to say 82, but let me fact check that one. Yeah, let me just check all those, because we want to get those ones right. Yeah. Especially with Star Wars. All right, so Star Wars, let's see... A New Hope, 1977, and then the next one. Okay, it does not list it right away, which is interesting. All my whole list of all of the different Star Wars movies on IMDb, just that quick list. Well, of course, there's 101 titles for Star Wars. Let's see. That's interesting. They have a video game in 1983, so that had to be an Atari game.
Yeah.
At that point, or a game in the arcades way back when there were arcades. So let's see. God, that's all right. So much death. Just looking for dates and searching online. Why didn't I have this ahead of time? Oh,
as if we never prepare.
Yes, exactly. Oh, so awful. Let's say the 80s. Sometime in the 80s. I think it was probably about 5 years later. So I would think 82 was when that happened. So let's say Luke Skywalker. Let's go by the character. Oh, that's even worse. If I go by the character of Luke Skywalker, just jumping to everything on IMDb, it's just continues forever.
Hey, why don't you just jump to Wikipedia and look up Star Wars?
I could do that. I know that there was the holidays, the Star Wars holiday special in 1978. Now, that is my earliest memory of Star Wars myself. Because I... Yeah, all right. Empire Strikes Back, 1980.
So I was born, maybe. Yeah. Depending on the month it came out.
And Return of the Jedi was 1983. Yeah.
Okay. So there you go.
Yeah.
So I was 3 years old when it came out. So my earliest remembrance of this was really like maybe when I was five or six watching the VHSs with my dad. Yep. And having figures, because I think at that time the popularity was such that they had the figures in the 85 things, and like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the figures. I have a cousin who, he still collects all the Star Wars stuff that comes out, and he has been since he was a kid, and he's older than I am. So he's a few years older than me, and so he was right in the thick of it when Star Wars came out. You know, right at that great age where Star Wars came out, and I was, let's see, three when Star Wars came out. So my parents did not bring me to the theater at 3 years old to go see Star Wars. Thought I would be afraid of that. So my earliest memory was that Star Wars holiday special that they had, and also on the Muppet Show. So 78 and 80. And those times that I watched the Ewok movies, and then I think the first one I saw in the theater was Empire Strikes Back, which was, you know, later on when I was about six. So.
Okay. So we there we go. So you are much older than me.
Establish that. 6 years older. Yep, I am. And, soon to be seven tomorrow.
Yeah, do we want to tell everyone what you're doing tomorrow for your birthday? Why not?
Right? Why not?
We could share this.
Yeah, we can share that. There's no embargo on me going to do this thing. I'm actually going on a trip, and did we mention this in any previous show?
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. I think we talked a little bit about jealousy, so yeah, we probably did.
Just in case, I am headed out to California first thing in the morning. And tomorrow evening, I'm going to see Avengers: Age of Ultron, and that kicks off a couple days where I'm going to do quite a few things around Marvel and the Marvel Universe. This has been a very Marvel week for me. Some things I can't talk about, but at least not until, let's see. No, until 12:01 on the 10th, so I can't talk about something there. But I am going to do a few things. One of the things I'm going to do is go on tour of the set of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I am so jealous.
And I just learned some more today of we're meeting with some specific people there. They haven't given any of the actors, but some of the creators we're going to speak with, and also one of the costume designers who recently redesigned a character who came back on the most recent episode. And did you watch it the other night?
No. It's okay. On there. It will be done soon.
Okay, well, there's a character that returns, and the costume for that character is redesigned by the costume designer who we're going to get to meet, and we're going to get to check out some of the costumes and hopefully meet with different people. There is a complete Twitter and Facebook update blackout on that one until, you know, we get home and we write up our stuff about it, but they will
I think that's you got a month to hold it, right? You have a month.
No, less than that, because what we're going to be talking about is two episodes from now. But what we are going to see is some possible filming of things towards some of those final episodes of the season. So I don't think we're going to be holding it until those are released, but I'm not sure. I don't. As long as there's no spoilers being revealed or whatever, I don't know. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And then Saturday, the cast of Avengers, I'm going to get to meet 12 people from the cast, along with the president of Marvel and Joss Whedon. So really thrilled about that. So I think I might post something to our Facebook page asking, you know, people if they have any questions that they would like to ask any of the cast. Maybe that.
So I guess my question is, we know that the Marvel Universe is huge, right? And specifically to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Chloe, who plays Sky, right?
Right.
She's going through some major changes. And I would love to, you know, have two questions for Chloe as an actress and as a person, which is, one, how has her fame changed because of this show? She was just recently on an MTV or Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards getting something with The Flash. So, like, how has she handled this, like, rise to this newfound geekdom fame? Because, like, she has now become, you know, the pinnacle of that show between her and Coulson. Right. Coulson had the movie, so he had like a lot going for him beforehand. But she, to me, I don't remember anything that she's done beforehand. But I think this show is making her career, right?
It's certainly making her more well known, and I mean, her character is very central to the whole of the story of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
So yeah. I'm kind of wondering about her in terms of like how she's adjusting to that. If there was something she had wished, that the character would do otherwise, I don't know, something like that.
Okay, cool. I'll make sure if I get to meet her, which I really hope I do. I really would like to meet Clark Gregg and so many people in that from that show. I'd love to meet. So hopefully we'll get our chance and get to meet some of them. So
there you go. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I think that about covers it. I want you to have the best birthday possible.
Thank you.
I am so glad you're getting to cover this trip, and maybe when we get to the point where all these posts get to go out and you can come back here and talk about what you actually got to do and you know how you got to spend this time, because I am so excited that you're going. I am so jealous. Have a great time.
Thank you. Yeah, and I'll definitely be talking about it in a future episode.
And be downloading Star Wars on Friday from the hotel on the way back, so you can watch on your tablet device.
Yeah.
All right, guys. This wraps it up for Dad.fm. If you want to heckle at me because I messed up the entire first half of the podcast talking about who shot first, that would be at DadArocks. If you want to throw some tomatoes at Drew for, you know, going to this amazing, amazing junket. I don't even know. He's going to set visits. He's going to meet some celebrities. It's crazy. I'm so happy for him. But you could torture him at Ben Spark. And yeah, man, we'll catch up soon. This is Dad FM.